USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Health officials in the U.S. are pushing to get more people vaccinated against COVID, warning that variants of the virus could quickly spread. White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci said Tuesday that slowing vaccination rates could leave the U.S. open to the proliferation of the Delta variant, first identified in India. That variant has become the dominant strain seen in new cases in the U.K. Only about 6% of new cases in the U.S. are of the Delta variant. Health officials are working to find ways to get to President Biden's goal of having 70% of American adults receiving at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. And the Senate has passed a massive tech and manufacturing bill aimed at keeping the United States competitive with China. The $250 billion measure contains money to bolster research and manufacturing of semiconductors and overhauls the National Science Foundation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on the floor of the Senate that the bill will enable the U.S. to out-innovate, out-produce, and out-compete the world in the industries of the future. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week as he wraps up his first overseas trip. Biden is expected to bring up a recent wave of cyber attacks in the U.S. that have been traced back to criminals operating in Russia. Some critics have called the face-to-face meeting premature, but Senator Chris Coons disagrees. The Connecticut Democrat tells MSNBC that there is no better time to push back against the Russians.
There is no better time for him to meet one-on-one with Vladimir Putin and confront him about his destabilizing actions, his aggression against the entire West, than just following on the heels of what I believe will be successive constructive meetings with the UK, with the EU, with NATO leadership. I think there's no better time for President Biden to make it clear in person to President Putin exactly what he intends to do to push back on Russian aggression.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Arizona's Attorney General has reached a settlement with three large meal delivery services over discounts they were offering. Tim Berg reports.
Uber Eats, Postmates, and DoorDash say they will no longer waive delivery fees for customers who order from black-owned restaurants in Arizona to settle charges by the state that the deal violated the Arizona Civil Rights Act. The companies adamantly deny any wrongdoing in the promotions, which were announced last summer at the height of the Black Lives Matter movement. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich disagrees.
Yeah, it's absolutely dumbfounded when you think about this, but this is the problem, whether it's big tech, whether it's sports teams now, and you know, you've talked about this, all of this corporate America is trying to trip over themselves to social signal, virtual signal, to show how woke they are, and what they're doing is creating these incentives, which we believe obviously were illegal, but it's a more fundamental problem. The far left and their useful idiots in corporate America now are essentially undermining what being American's about.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic was named the NBA's most valuable player on Tuesday, becoming the sixth international player to win the award. He finished the regular season averaging 26 points and 11 rebounds a game, shooting nearly 39% from three-point range. Jokic is also the first center to win the most valuable player since 2000, when Shaquille O'Neal won his only MVP title. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.